everybody. I'm Tracy Tucker, and welcome to the Who Is In My Genes podcast, where we share adventures in exploring family trees, including tips for researching your own family tree, stories about discoveries, DNA testing and matches, and lots about adoptee searches and advocacy, because we believe everyone has a right to know who is in their genes. In this episode, I want to talk a little bit about where this podcast has been and give you a little preview on where we're going. And I'm going to try not to rant a little bit here about a fictional adoption storyline I've been following. On the podcast, we've had quite a mix of stories, and that will continue. I've shared a lot of examples of using historical records to find people and figure out who they were, at least as far as what's available in the facts. When and where they were born, who their parents and siblings were, where they lived, maybe what they did for a living, who they married, if they had children, when they died. We've discussed a lot about the importance of names, spelling of all things, and convergence, tracking the names, using all the spelling variables, and being in the same place at the same time, and using all the records you can get your hands or eyes on. I've also talked a lot about adoption, since I was adopted and feel very strongly about adoptees' right to know where they came from. I'm celebrating for Georgia adoptees because as of July 1 of this year, they'll be able to get their original birth certificates, finally. Utah also recently passed a bill to open the records for adoptees over age 18, unless the birth parents have requested the records remain sealed through a court order. The Utah bill goes into effect November 1st of this year, so at least some adoptees in Utah may be able to get their records, so celebrating for Utah too. I do help adoptees who are trying to identify their birth parents. If you fall into this group or know someone who does, please go to our website for more information and submit the contact form if you want my help. I don't charge for helping adopted persons try to figure out who their biological families are or if they've taken a DNA test to figure out who their matches are. If you've listened to the podcast, you've heard me say also that I feel very strongly that everyone has a right to know where they came from. Not everyone has the means or the patience to try to figure that out for themselves, so that's why I help. I don't call myself a search angel, but you may see that term if you're looking for someone to help you. There are huge social media groups dedicated to just that and other genealogy businesses focused on it. In fact, I don't know of anyone who works in the business who does charge for it. I don't do it for money. I do it because I want that person to know who their biological family is so they have the truth. So they know where they came from, and then they can decide on their own what they want to do with that information. I do advise people to get that information as soon as they can if they think they want it, because you never know when the opportunity may be taken away from you. Even if you don't know what you'll do with it, get it. Decide later. I didn't know what I would do when I received my original birth certificate, but I knew I wanted it. As soon as I got it, I started looking for my birth mother. Some people know. Some people take a while to decide. But we're all aging one day at a time, and we all die eventually. So the sooner you have the information, the sooner you can make a decision. And if you decide to look for someone, the more time you may have to find them. I want to talk just for a few minutes about something that I have talked about on here before, and it's really been on my mind lately because of a fictional story I've been following. Now, some of you are going to laugh at this, but I'll explain. I've been watching the soap opera on ABC, General Hospital, since I was a teenager. My mother got me hooked. Thanks, Jenny. I have not watched every episode since, I missed a few years here and there because, well, life. But there has been a story brewing on the show for quite a few months that has exploded over the last couple weeks. If you watch General Hospital, there are spoilers coming, so stop listening if you're not caught up. I'm not going to get into all the details, but the long and the short of it is that one of the characters on the show gave up a baby for adoption when she was a teenager. The baby was adopted into her mother's side of the family, but without the knowledge of the mother. There was a lot going on here, and I'm not here judging the decisions that were made. It is a fictional story, after all, but this happens in real life all the time, right? The mother and the grandmother of the teen who gave the baby up knew about the pregnancy and facilitated the in-family adoption, but did not tell anyone else. The cousin who adopted the baby never told the baby that he was adopted. Then she died. Still, no one told him he was adopted. So, all of the raw conversations that have been going on have presented many angles and perspectives on the whole situation, which I am here for. And I also follow a lot of socials about General Hospital, and man, people have had opinions. I've tried not to weigh in on it on social media because, well, you know how it can get, but I have slipped a couple of times. But I do have something I would like to say about just a couple of things. First, on the show, one person who knew about this whole situation kept saying that if the truth came out, many lives would be ruined. I'm counting to 10 right now because this angers me to no end. They are implying that simply by knowing a person exists, their life would be ruined. Think about this from the adoptee's perspective. I exist, and if people find out who I really am, their lives will be ruined. Do you get how damaging that is? I'm trying really hard to not just start ranting and raving about this. And I would like you to keep listening if you're interested. So I'll try to stay calm and explain why this gets under my skin. If the truth were to come out, everyone would know the truth. The baby, who is now an adult in his 20s, would know who his biological parents and extended family are. He has a half brother. He has aunts, uncles, cousins, grandparents, and even a great-grandparent. For those of you who do watch and are confused, I'm talking about Gio, of course. Gio's parents are Brooklyn and Dante. Gio's half-brother is Rocco. Gio's grandparents are Lois, Ned, Sonny, and Olivia. His great-grandmother is Tracy. His aunts and uncles are Dylan, Christina, Leo, who's like 10, and Donna, who's like 6. His biological cousins are Michael, Jason, Drew, Danny, Scout, Wiley, and Amelia. There are probably more. I'm not remembering now. I did create Gio's family tree, and I'm posting it on our socials, so check it out if you're interested. I did create it in Ancestry and kept it private so it doesn't cause any confusion because these are all fictional characters. And I think I broke Ancestry because there are so many overlaps in this family tree. You'll even see some people are listed twice because of it, but you'll get the gist. My point is, all of these people deserve to know that they are kin, all of them. Gio should not have accidentally found out he was adopted, and he should not have just found out in his 20s. But to say that this truth coming out would ruin lives, exactly whose life will it ruin? Gio's life? His adopted parents' lives? His biological parents' lives? I mean, I really want you to think about what the implication is here. That finding out about the existence of their biological kin will ruin their life. How exactly? I know accidents happen. I firmly believe that at least half, probably much, much more, of the human race would not exist unless accidents happened. Yes, I'm saying a small percentage of pregnancies are planned. Fight me on it. But merely the existence of another person does not ruin anything. The other aspect of this story that really got to me was that there was one particular character who kind of stirred the pot and helped all this come out. She is the biological father's ex-wife and the mother of Gio's, the adopted son's, half-brother. Many people on the show and off kept saying that it was none of her business and she needed to butt out and called her all sorts of names and said she had an agenda, blah, blah, blah. Hey, you're entitled to your own opinion, but I was cheering her on. That secret went on way too long, and sometimes you do have to push things or the truth will never come out. I had to gently threaten my own biological mother to get her to tell my half siblings about me. She may ne never have done it otherwise. Do you think they had a right to know they have a half sister? Was anyone's life ruined because I was no longer a secret? Well, not that I know of. My mother's husband was not even mad at her. Her son has a half brother, neither one of them is aware of, and they are friends. They live in the same house. Her ex-husband, who she still loves, has a son he is unaware of and that he watched grow up in his neighborhood. He even said on the show, "You mean that little kid I watched play with sparklers on the 4th of July was my kid?" I burst into tears when he said that. I don't see anyone's life being ruined here. There is fallout for sure. Lies were told, secrets were kept. Relationships will change. But there will also be love. There will be celebration once everyone wraps their head around it and calms down. It won't always happen that way in real life, but I've said this before and I'm saying it again. Even adoptees I know who have found their biological families and it was disastrous are still happy they know the truth. Ask them. And ask yourself, would you really want to go through your whole life believing a lie or being ignorant of the truth? I think if you're honest, you would say no. Yes, some things are very personal and can be kept to yourself. We don't need to all be broadcasting all the details of our personal lives. But adopted people are first and foremost people, human beings who have biological kin, who should all know who they are and be able to choose who they want to be around as family or not, just like non-adopted people do. People are not secrets. They are not mistakes. They should not have their identities hidden from them. They should not be lied to, shamed, demeaned, called bastards or orphans or trouble just because of the circumstances surrounding their conception. And if you've done that to someone, shame on you. They did not choose the circumstance of their existence any more than you did. And if you think you are better somehow than adopted people are, get off my podcast. No one chooses the circumstance of their existence. No one. Okay, so I did rant a little more than I intended, but whew, apparently I really needed to get that off my chest. Thanks for hanging in there with me. So, on to something else. I just want to tell you a little bit about some future episodes we're working on right now. One is an interview with a good friend of mine who's the mother of two adopted children. We'll talk with her and get her perspective on a few things. Then, if you're sick of the whole adoption topic, we're going to have one or maybe two episodes where I introduce my son to his eight great grandparents and get his reaction. He's being a great sport about the whole thing because he's not nearly as interested in his ancestors as I am, but he's going to humor me, and I'm hoping I can pique his interest a little. We'll see. As always, I will also be keeping you updated on any changes in adoptee rights around the country, on what's happening with 23andMe, and whatever new and interesting adventures I've been having in exploring who is in our genes. Thank you for listening to the Who Is In My Genes podcast with me, Tracy Tucker. If you enjoyed it, please give us a great review to help others find the show and follow us to get notified of new episodes. Visit us online at whoisinmygenes.com for all the ways we can help you find out who is in your genes, and follow us on Instagram for the images we mention in the show. Links are in the show notes. Join us next week for a new episode of Adventures in Exploring Family Trees.